You're on the journey home. Good afternoon. Great to have you along with us today. I'd like to introduce our guest who's joining us in the studio right now, Carol Aubrey. Her book is called Fearless Thinking, and it's all about moving past the obstacles to personal and global evolution and transformation. And we welcome you to the studio. It's great to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you, Diego. Thank you for having me.
So the real question is how much time and energy are people putting into, well, fretting about the current situation, whether it's going to get better or worse, whether they're going to retain their job or not? You kind of take that big question and squeeze it a little bit to find the essence of opportunity hidden within the nature of that crisis. And this is really the core of what you write about in Fearless Thinking. Mm-hmm. Tell us about yourself and how you came to be a fearless thinker.
Well, first, just taking from your cue on time and energy, you raise a very important point. And I think it's one way we can look at it is, do we spend our time and energy or do we invest it? And when we invest it, we get energy back. I would say that in the current economic meltdown, I would put first on one's list self-care, and that we take care of ourselves, because if we get enough sleep, if we spend time eating three meals a day, and if we spend time in rest and relaxation, regardless of what our portfolio looks like, regardless of if we've lost a job or not, if we put our time and energy into, first and foremost, during this monumental transition, if we put it into self-care, then we've invested our energy and we get energy back from that, because we need energy to develop our passion and do new projects. So getting back to your question, the first thing I had to learn was self-care.
Self-care.
And it was hard because I'm a doer, you know, I love my work, and I will put my own well-being aside to do my work, which you can do maybe for the first, you know, 20, 30 years of your life. But as you get older, you know, my body was saying, nope. Got to take care of me.
You know, quite a number of people I've spoken with over the last few months have really been hit hard in their retirement accounts. And this is very, you know, very devastating psychologically for people, especially if you're past 50 years old, because it's, you know, potentially going to be fairly hard to win back all that lost wealth, at least paper wealth, by the time you officially retire. And I've wondered what fix there is out there for these folks, because the 401k portfolio was based on a whole sort of house of cards that didn't really have the substance and the real wealth behind it to back it up. And, you know, it only takes a few people pulling out a few cards from this great huge pyramid for the whole thing to fall down. So in order to kind of replace that psychological loss and to reclaim your personal power, what does a person need to do?
Good question. Well, I think first it's looking at what exactly is the bull that we have to get by the horns. If you've lost your portfolio or you've lost your job, that is not the problem. The problem is the fear that it triggers in us. Does this make sense?
Well, but it does sound a little bit unrealistic, because you know, you sort of have your retirement planned out, your budget worked out, and these are real economic issues that, you know, will determine whether you buy your medications or pay your light bill. And so, you know, it's how do we balance and how do we grapple with the realities of what that actually means? And then there's a psychology that, you know, is fed by the fear that is a story about the story, which can also be equally devastating.
Well, the reason why I bring up fear is that it really is the basic thing, because fear, as I know you've mentioned in some earlier interviews about a week ago, fear takes us out of the present, and it puts us into the future, and life does not happen in the future. The game board works, and it's happening now in the present. So the reason why we want to really get a handle on our fear is that it will allow us to be in the present moment and to take stock of what do we have, what resources do I have that are available to me now, what is truly of value to me, what is actualizable for me now. Because the mistake that people make is that when they are in a situation like this, and nothing like a global economic meltdown to trigger everybody's survival fears, what happens is that we act from our fear, and we act from some future worst-case scenario ideas that we dream up. And we wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and we are thinking about this future catastrophe that could happen. But in reality, we're fine. We're in our nice, cozy bed. We've got a roof over our head. Roofs do not fly out, you know, we don't lose our home instantaneously. So in other words, we want to really ground ourselves in what is real now in the present. And is that a spiritual journey? You bet, because that's what's being asked of us. When we're in a collapse of this magnitude that triggers our fear, it's just a wonderful opportunity for us to work on those issues and ground ourselves in the present and ask what really is of value to me, which direction do I truly want to move in.
And this is a freeing notion as well, because it really forces us out of our box in order to come up with an alternative scenario that will work for us in the present, and something that we can believe in and work toward in terms of a new goal. It's going to require that we think differently about ourselves, about our families, about our fortunes and our communities.
Yes.
There are some great opportunities hidden within those ashes if you can dig them up.
Yes, we have to be like the phoenix.
Yeah.
You know, the mythological phoenix, and this is a wonderful opportunity to rise from the ashes of our destruction greater and more powerful than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
This is the opportunity before us.
Do you really believe that we can, through personal growth, transcend these types of calamities?
I think that's what it's all about. I think that's what's up for us.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you think of it, we're in this great shift, and it's a very exciting time. But in times of collapse, let's face it, it's not very comfortable. But yet we're ready for this. I happen to feel that all of us chose to be here at this time. And we're programmed for this. You know, we have been the self-inner journey type of generation since the 60s. And now this global shift is happening, and it's up for us to continue to grow personally big time. Is it going to be painful? Yes. But is there anything wrong with pain? And this is where I part with New Age philosophy, because New Age philosophy tends to have a bias against pain. And there's always pain in the present moment.
You cannot. Suffering.
Well, that's a different thing.
Well, I mean, in the Buddhist sense.
Well, let's go further. Let's see if we can go further, because this is something that many of your listeners would say as well. I would suggest to you another view, which is that suffering is self-inflicted and that it comes from the distortions in our minds.
The separations that we impose.
Well,
I mean, that's what – I mean, really, the
you're
separation.
You're talking about separation from the divinity, from the divine of who we are?
Yes, all of that and more. But this is a deeper theological discussion.
Yes, it is. But let me just take a little tiny bit of this, because this is a little bit of new thinking.
Okay.
And that is to understand that in every present moment, there's pain. Pain is different from suffering. Suffering and fear overwhelm our reality. So we can't make choices. There's nothing else. It's like being a piece of food in a plastic bag, you know, where the Ziploc bag, and they zap the air out. The container is very small. It overwhelms your reality. There's no room to see, well, what can I do with my rent that is too high? What can I do with this problem? Whereas the container of the present moment always has pain in it. And if we can accept that, we're less likely to resist the present moment. And the present moment also has our unlimited potential. So we can figure out our way out only by coming to the present moment and being like little Einsteins, you know, being in the inquiry, coming to the present moment undecided. As you said, we must change our perceptions in this monumental change that is upon us. So if we come to the present moment and stay in the inquiry, get curious, stay in the question, then we see that the present moment contains, yes, the pain, yes, the things that we don't like that are in our lives, but it also contains essence. And we can take stock of what we value, what our resources are. Do you see what I mean?
Oh,
so
yeah.
The mm-hmm. container of the present moment has pain, but not suffering. If you're in suffering, I will guarantee you, look at it the next time. You are out in the future and you are in distortion.
Right.
And then it will pass and you'll be hopefully back in the moment.
Well, Carol Aubrey, thank you so much for joining us today. The book is called Fearless Thinking, and there's going to be a free workshop here in Santa Fe tomorrow. It's entitled Fear, Flow, and Your Finances, Restoring Balance and Peace of Mind. It's going to be starting at 3 o'clock at Santa Fe Soul, which is at 2905 Rodeo Park Drive East, number 3. For more information, you can call 474-8555. That's 474-8555. Tomorrow, 3 o'clock at Santa Fe Soul. Carol Aubrey, my pleasure.
Thank you so much, Diego.
You're welcome.